fun. We'll talk to him at 12:30. Oh, I just want to remind you that Sarah Elizabeth Carabetta, if she's listening, she could call in. She'll be hosting Special Edition Saturday. I'll be a guest tomorrow morning, 9:30. She's on from 9 to noon tomorrow. And I know Joe Stango is looking for some time. So, Joe, if you're listening, pop on. Open lines until 12:30. Okay, so going backwards, though, to Tim McNamara, I thought we were going to talk more about Sears and what's going on at the mall, because the I think the current manager at the mall, if it's the same fella, he had said on Talk of the Town a year and a half ago that Sears was going to be broken up into four boxes. And when Tim, that's over at the Brass Mill Center, when Tim McNamara came, retail expert broker, he said that he hasn't been able to work the big box at the mall. And so things must have changed. And he talked about the banks have these reciprocal agreements on the properties, and they can't break them up. And sometimes they can't break them up without permission. So that plan for four or five different stores to go in where Sears is must have got held up by the banks, and then Tim didn't get hired. And so that's still in a state of flux. So if there's anybody knows the manager of the mall and they want to invite him on with Steve Noxon, I'll leave a note behind for Steve for next week. He'll be back on Monday. Tom Hill in for Steve. Give a call now, 203-757-1320. Love to hear from some first-time callers or others that want to chat about my appearance today and what may be going on around the town or the state. Let's see. What else do I have? Sarah, I did. I wanted Mayor Hess to come in. Did anybody see that? What was it? It was the editorial in the Republican American. It was in just recently, and it was all about transportation and trains from Waterbury to Bridgeport. And the Republican American wrote a fabulous editorial called Get Cracking on Rail Service, and that was in the February 20th paper. And they mentioned all the work that Joan Hartley's done, and they mentioned Mayor Pete Hess. And I had talked to the mayor one day last week about coming on, and he said, no, I'm working on my testimony to go testify at the state legislature about the transportation money to get this new Waterbury to Bridgeport line going, and to make it so we could get more trains. And everybody's telling me that this would be a boom if this train ran regular like they do from Bridgeport, New Haven into New York. And there's so many people up here that like to take the train down into Fairfield County every day. If you go down Route 8 in the morning, it jams up, and you can hear Chris Fortier with his excellent traffic. You can hear it jams up right down Seymour, Ansonia every morning. I mean, it's a mad rush. And then if you're coming back from Fairfield County, which I'm up and down Route 8 all the time, coming back from about 4 o'clock till 6:30, man, Route 8 North is jamming. So I can see where you'd get thousands of riders, just like when you hop on the train in Fairfield and it works its way into Manhattan. So thanks to there was a study by Ron Napoli, Paul Hughes, the Republican American, excellent legislative reporter, has reported on this. So if you get a chance to take a look at this, up at the legislature, they said to Mayor Hess they wanted another study. And Mayor Hess said, we don't need another study. This has already been studied five times. The studies say that we should have been getting what we're asking for. So you want to talk to your legislators about trying to push them to fund this Waterbury to Bridgeport train line. And Mayor Hess and Mayor O'Leary are doing a great job. I went to a Council of Governments, a COG meeting that Mayor Hess and Mayor O'Leary did host at the Naugatuck Entertainment Center. And the time is right for this. So there's one little topic. If you want to talk about it, pop on. I had the absolute pleasure of going. I belong to the Southbury Business Association for years, and I do a lot of business in Southbury with Kevin Bennett, who's a major landlord out there and a great architect. And Southbury Business Association sponsored a small business seminar over in Heritage Village, and it was one of Ed Godin's listing, and he was the host. And they had four lenders, and they had Rob Lebon Jr., who's buying Southbury Storage. And it was a case study on how to borrow money for small business. The room was packed, and it was sponsored by Ralph Richard. His picture was in the paper this week for it. And some of the other folks that were there were Louis Silva from the CIC, which loans SBA money, and they backstop the banks to limit the risk so that folks that have a lesser down payment can buy real estate. And they had a couple other folks. I'm going to reach through my cards because I think I brought them. They had another the Small Business Development Corp, And this fellow was a terrific sponsor, speaker, Nelson Merchant. And he works for the Connecticut Small Business Development Center. And they're stationed at Chamber of Commerce is around the state. They're kind of sponsored by the state. And they teach people who want to open a small business how to get funding, how to do a business plan, how to work with the Department of Labor, et cetera, et cetera. Because earlier on the show, the Mark Duclo guest at 1110, the president of SIOR, was saying that Connecticut's got a – his business clients are saying that Connecticut has a lot of rules and regulations. So at the very least, this Nelson Merchant, who runs this, what a great speaker he was, talking about they'll help you navigate through through loans, through grants, through the Labor Department, through permits, and it's free. So he was a great resource. Ralph Richard from Savings Bank of Danbury, who's been promoted to the head of small lending, and he's going back and forth between the Danbury headquarters and the Waterbury branches to loan to small business. And he gave a talk on how this Rob LeBond Jr. was probably able to borrow a couple of million dollars from Savings Bank of Danbury and with the help of this Louis Silva. And Louis is from the CIC, the Community Investment Corporation, and they kind of guarantee 40% of the loan. So the borrower can put up 10 or 15%, which is a little down payment comparative to 25 or 30 or 40% as a normal conventional financing. They'll amortize out to 20 or 30 years. They'll also put in furniture, fixtures, and equipment. And this is CIC, and get those through Ralph Richard at Savings Bank of Danbury. And then the fellow that was the, I guess Rob LeBond was the voluntary guinea pig, which was terrific, explaining how he met the people from the storage. They were walking their dogs together, and the fellow said that he wanted to retire. And Rob said, I'd like to buy it, but he didn't know how he was going to pay for it. And he got introduced to Ralph Richard. Ralph Richard brought in CIC. And it was interesting the way Ralph, very down to earth and low key, explained the process. They talked about the inspections, the environmental reports. There's a lot of steps to buying a commercial building today. Way less easier to lease, but then you have no equity at the end. So if you can afford to buy something or you have a good enough business that can pay for it all, it makes sense to buy your real estate if you can plan for the future, because when you retire, you have a good asset. But then we go back to Sam Haydock, who was my guest this morning about environmental. You got to make sure that you run the building right so you don't get trapped in the Connecticut Transfer Act with the DEEP, and then you got problems. So it's complicated, but if you do it right and you're careful, you have a pot of gold at the end of your business to retire on. So they added one other speaker, and this other speaker, I'll think of his name in a minute, but he finances furniture, fixtures, and equipment and short-term loans for $50,000. And he works with all these different private lenders, banks. So it was a real nice, to me, it was like going to the lending supermarket to learn all these techniques to help my clients borrow money. We have time for some phone calls, but it sounds like you're leaving me out here to hang. You're hanging me out to dry. So you're just going to have to listen while I yak on. Tom Hill in for Steve Noxon. And we'll have 10 more minutes of open lines if you'd like to call. 203-757-1320, any topic. And then we'll have Father Nadalny on at 1230. So let's do these.
I'm Michael Connor of Webster Bank. As your United Way of Greater Waterbury campaign chair, I'd like to thank everyone who has made a pledge or contribution to this year's Let's Create the Change campaign. One thing we can all be proud of is that this community helps others when they are down. We help them get up by providing a hand up. Again, thank you for your donation. If you haven't already participated, there's still time to make a donation at unitedwaygw.org.
Presented in the public interest by WATR Radio.
What's Scotty carrying in his mouth?
Oh, it's the new Monopoly scratch ticket from the Connecticut Lottery, with chances to win up to $20,000.
Let's play.
I won!
You mean we won?
Oh, I gotta talk to my banker. My real banker.
You mean our real banker?
Park Place, here I come!
Well, here we come. Use your game sense. Overall odds 1 and 3.67. Odds vary during game. Must be 18 or older to purchase. CTLottery.org. Monopoly is a trademark of Hasbro and is used with permission.
Our next spot is a businessman that sponsored WATR for a really long time, and I always hear his ad, but I had a large piece of, I'm selling a 33-acre piece of heavy industrial land near Route 8 in Watertown, and it would be ideal for somebody to cut trees and mulch them. And I had the opportunity to call this man and say, I was from WATR, I'm a broker. And he was a real gentleman. So listen to this.
Ed the Tree Man says this is a great time of year to protect your family, home, and save money. Call Ed the Tree Man for a free estimate and receive 10% off on winter discounted prices. Ice, wind, and snow can and will damage your trees, which could result in costly repairs and inconvenience. Call Ed the Tree Man and let their professionals take care of all your tree service needs, from tree removal, service wire trimming, roofline clearing, and more. Call Ed the Tree Man for your free estimate today. Call 203-758-0261 for 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Licensed, bonded, and fully insured.
It's 1945 and the soldiers are back.
Welcome home.
Returning to a changed nation, six veterans discover the power of music to face the impossible and give America a new beat. From the Tony-winning choreographer of Hamilton comes a new American musical that critics call dazzling, exuberant, and astonishing. This show defies you not to be moved. Bandstand.
Coming to Waterbury's Palace Theater March 1st. For tickets, go to palacetheaterct.org.
Okay, Tom Hill here, back in for Steve Noxon. I have 33 degrees here at One Broadcast Lane, and today they're calling for scattered clouds, breezy highs in the upper 30s. Tonight, mainly clear, lows in the low to mid-20s. Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight breeze, highs in the mid to upper 30s. Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid to upper 30s. For your Monday workday, mostly cloudy but dry, milder, highs in the upper 40s. Way out the next Tuesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. And then Wednesday, chance of rain, highs in the mid-50s. Thursday, partly sunny with highs in the upper 40s. And way out the next Friday, mostly sunny with highs in the low 40s. So at least it looks like it's warming up a bit, but still very windy today. So as Gil said, dress for 25. So let me clear out this computer here, and let's see. So all my commercials, I think, are set for the moment. So I was talking about this small business lending seminar that Ralph Richard kind of hosted, but there's also an MC. There's a new economic development director in Southbury. His name is Kevin Bielmeyer. He came over from New Milford, and he's like a Ron Pugliese of NEDC, and he was the MC, did a really nice job, and I wanted to give him a compliment because it was great for him to work with the Southbury Business Association to bring 50 people in to hear these lenders on how to borrow money to pick up small business in this Tri-Berry area. And, you know, I'm from Waterbury, so there's people from quite a bit around out there. Also, I talked to you about a lender who did small business lending, and he lends on furniture, fixtures, and equipment, big trucks, pieces of equipment. If you have a hotel, he'll lend on you to buy all the beds and the furniture and the television. So it's pretty interesting. His name is Dan Casanta. I had to dig back a little bit. I know him well, but, you know, sometimes all of us, you get to this age and you can't remember everything anymore. And the SBA, the president of SBA is Jack Zazzaro. He was there, and it was nice of him to come, and we got him to stand up and say hello. So if people in the room didn't belong, they could join. I don't know about you, but I love belonging to trade associations, getting out there and personally networking. It makes a lot of business for me. So that's my story on that. And I'm looking to see if I brought anything else with me today. No, I think that pretty much covers it. I was hoping that we had a few more callers, 203-757-1320. So if that's the case, let's take care of this.
Tune in every Saturday for Music, Talk, and Laughs. This is Sarah Elizabeth Carabetta of Acts Foreign Ministry.
And Tom Hill III.
Join us for Special Edition Saturday, brought to you in part by
the new Take5Audio.com in Middlebury, brought to you by Bob Zinno. The BLCompanies.com. Call Sam Haydock. He can help you with all your environmental and construction services. And also, we'd like you to call Wendy Mutter of Lutheran Home in Southbury. We're also brought to you by Dr. Jack McHugh, the podiatrist that does not make you wait. Savings Bank of Danbury, with three locations in Greater Waterbury. You can bank at sbdanbury.com. And Nutmeg Fine Wines and Spirits at 1650 Watertown Avenue, Waterbury. Tom Hill Commercial Real Estate, visit tomhill.com. And
Acts Foreign Ministry, visit us at acts4.org. Special edition Saturday, lively and fresh. Join us this Saturday, 9 to noon on WATR and WATR.com.
Number one bank in the USA, it's right next door.
Sit down just for a minute and tell me about the show tomorrow.
Thomas and Savings
with Susie and your life as a music player.
The best bank in the
30
country.
30 seconds. Just give me a minute. I'd love to talk to you for a second.
Digital services, financial advice, branch services, and trustworthiness.
come see why you get more when you're next door. Visit ThomastonSB.com/Forbes. Thomaston Savings Bank, member FDIC.
Thank you. I'm going to take guest host privilege right now. And this is another fellow that plays fantastic music. So from, what is it, musical Twisted Memories from Saturday Morning,
That's
Johnny
right.
K.
Saturday Morning Memories with Johnny K. and Susie Banda.
It's well, fun. You're not a new addition.
Or Susie Banda and Johnny K. I should get that right.
Yeah, she'd be stepping on your toes. So this is not, it used to be new, but how long have you been co-hosting and picking the music for this show?
Oh, gosh. It's been a few months now anyhow, or half a year. I don't know. I don't remember.
So if you've come into the studio, I'll come in after for Was Hills Gallery, now it's Special Edition Saturday with Sarah. I'm amazed at the amount of CDs you bring in. I think you need a hand truck.
Well, I always want to be – I over-prepare, so I want to be ready. And tomorrow is Leap Day, so I got some special music for Leap Day. So we're covering that tomorrow. You got to listen. I found a couple of songs. There's not too many songs written about Leap Day, but I did manage to find a couple.
And what is the definition of Leap Day?
Well, that's, February 29th. It only comes, what is it, every 4 years or something? So,
wow.
Yeah.
All right. So then
we got a bonus. We got a bonus day. What are you going to do with your bonus day tomorrow?
I'm going to leap around. I've got some signs to put up. We're busy at work.
You should do something fun. For
I'm going to. I'll mix in. I'll get
you
a
got
run
an
in.
Extra day this year.
I'll get a run in.
Do I will. Something
I'll
fun.
Get a run in.
Yeah,
so
go down to the shore. Maybe run along the beach there or something.
You'll have to give me a ride.
I mean, it's such a beautiful state we're in. So.
So Johnny, one of the best shows that I think you ever did was your celebration of Woodstock.
Oh, I enjoyed that. That was fun.
What was the prep for that, and can we hear that again somewhere someday?
Yeah, maybe I'll put it up online or something. That was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Well, it was very nice of you to stop by here.
Well, thank you for letting me do a quick
promo.
Yeah, whatever.
All right, so your hours tomorrow for Memories
six,
and You?
6 to 9, you know that.
Every Saturday.
Right after, and then followed by Tom Hills, Hills Gallery, or what do we call it?
Well, Special Edition
special
Saturday
edition.
With Sarah Carabetta. Thank you, Johnny K.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it very much. Would you do the headphones for Father Nadalny while you're in here? Johnny's a jack of all trades. Anywhere you want, Father. Anyway, we got Father Nadalny. We've been talking about him coming in all morning. You're hearing him on the airwaves. If you'd like to call, maybe we'll get some callers. I know when I listen to him when he's on with Steve Noxon, the phone rings off the wall. And so we're moving right along. We're here till 1 o'clock, and then we have all these terrific Fox News programs for politics and news from 1 to 8, and then Fox Sports, 8 o'clock all night until 6 in the morning when you'll hear – well, you won't hear Chris tomorrow morning. You'll hear Johnny K. and Susie at 6 tomorrow morning.